welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 376th time on this Friday, February 16th, 2024. I hope you'll enjoy this week's episode, Muppet Therapy. The Super Bowl was about a week ago, and regardless of who you wanted to win, whether you were rooting for Travis Kelce and his girlfriend or that other team without Taylor Swift, they're not important, it happened. Mahomes is a three-time champion, and he'll likely be hailed as the greatest of all time soon, but enough about that. That was Super Bowl 58. That's this year's Super Bowl. Everybody's going to be talking about that enough. Let's go back in time. To Super Bowl I on January 1st, 1967, when the Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs by a score of 35-10. I know it's a shock, but the Chiefs haven't always been a titanic force in the football world. The reason we're talking about that is because there's only one recording in existence of Super Bowl I, and a man named Troy Haupt has it. He's from my home state of North Carolina, and he wasn't even alive when the game was originally played. What happened was his dad recorded it, and as he was dying, he wanted his kids to have it. The only surviving recording was done by CBS, and of course, you know that the NFL wanted to get their hands on it as soon as possible. And our man Troy knew that full well, so he offers to sell it to the league for $1 million. NFL higher-ups countered with a $300,000 offer, and then they decided they'd just let him keep the tapes. Kinda cool, right? What will boggle many, though, is the fact that the NFL is refusing to let him sell it to anybody else. So it's basically like someone giving you an heirloom that you know you won't do anything with and you think it'd be better off in a museum, but the person who gives it to you screams at you to keep it because it's so special that they don't want it. And I can see why they don't when I think about it, because it's not a complete recording. Halftime, the third quarter, and some of the commercial breaks are missing. Now, you might be thinking, this can't be right. Well, the NFL still owns the tapes, so his hands are pretty much tied here. A former NFL lawyer says that since the NFL owns the footage, they have the property rights to the game's information, and therefore, they're the only entity that can profit from it. So now we know. What I don't understand is why you'd want to sell it. I mean, think about it. You have a really cool piece of history there, and I don't know about you, but I'd want to keep it. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says, "Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love." This verse, let me go ahead and read it again. Be kindly affectioned to one another with brotherly love. It's a message of selflessness and community. It serves as a powerful reminder of the love and devotion that's exemplified by God sending Jesus to die on the cross in our place. And it should be our foundation for how we treat others. We need to treat others as Jesus treats us. We need to love others as Jesus loves us. Without question, unconditionally. Think about it this way. If Jesus had conditions for dying on the cross for us, if he said, "Oh, I'm not dying for him, he's wearing the wrong color shirt, he's reading the wrong kind of Bible, or she wears the wrong type of dress, or they're wearing the wrong kind of fabric, or they're watching the wrong kind of movies," if it was an outward preference, if it was looking on the outside, we would all be missing heaven. We would all miss the love of Christ. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." There it is, cut and dry. We can't do it ourselves. We have all sinned. We've all fallen short of His glory. We don't deserve His goodness. If He's looking on the outside, none of us are worthy. But the thing is, Jesus looks on the inside. Thank God He doesn't look on the outside, because I don't know about you, but I'm messed up. I mess up every day in this human body, in this robe of flesh that I wear. I couldn't measure up. Jesus loves all of us, Jew, Gentile, Greek, no difference in the eyes of God. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, no difference in the eyes of God. He loves every single one of us. And he demonstrated that with every single drop of his only son's blood on the cross. And we're supposed to live by Jesus' example, right? So we're called to love one another as he loved us, selflessly, sacrificially, unconditionally, without question. We put ourselves aside for the sake of others, as Jesus did. Sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag is Fortune Cookie Chores. The first response to the hashtag Fortune Cookie Chores is, you will clean up a fresh hairball on the kitchen floor. Yeah, that doesn't sound too pleasant, especially considering I don't have a cat. So could I pass this off to the person that has the cat that throws up on the floor? That makes the most sense to me because I hate to sound like a curmudgeon, but that's not really my job. I mean, if you're busy, I'll help you. If you need it, I'll help you. But unless it's my cat, I don't want to do it. I'm just being honest. The next response, dirty floor, broom in hand, you will have good luck and a clean floor. Hey, that's not bad. At least this one doesn't involve cat puke, so there's a positive. The next response to the hashtag Fortune Cookie Chores, washing windows will give you clear sight. You know, you've got a point. If you don't have a clean window, you can't see what's going on around your house, which actually sounds kind of like something that would be written on one of those. Something like, a dirty window clouds your vision in the same way a cluttered mind clouds your dreams. Man, somebody should buy that off me. That's cool. The next response, you will reheat your leftovers when you get hungry again in 1 hour. Truer things have not been said. Everyone's tempted now and again. And the last response is, getting the biggest scoop of ice cream can feel like you're shoveling huge piles of snow. You know what? I think I'm going to have to throw a flag on the tag here. In order for it to be a chore, I feel like you should flip it around. Shoveling the biggest pile of snow can feel like you're getting a big scoop of ice cream. The other way around just doesn't really work. Unless you're putting off your chores in favor of eating ice cream, which, I mean, I can understand that. But the snow's still going to be there when you finish your bowl, so it's best to get that out of the way before you eat your ice cream. That'll be a 5-hashtag game penalty for this guy. Replay second down. We all know about Elmo. He's the furry red dude with a weird laugh and an always positive demeanor. He's loved by many and is a source of comfort for some, so naturally you'll expect a check-in every now and then. You know, just to see how everybody's doing. That's the key to a recent Twitter thread from Elmo's official account. He asks simply, how's everybody doing? You'd think this would be innocent enough. A favorite childhood character just wanting to know how his friends and fans are doing, but it opened the floodgates. And now, who'd have thought it, quick as a flash, Elmo's your therapist. Not well, Elmo. They've raised rent and everything at this point. I'm coming to live with you on Sesame Street, one person commented. And then another said, Elmo, I'm having a rough time. Love you, though. So many responses came in that the official Sesame Street account started linking to mental health resources. Wow. I think it's actually really cool that people are willing to open up so much and trust their childhood favorite character, but also unfortunate that some people have so many problems. Whatever helps, I guess. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search Ebone Zone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.